I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juba Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show. The Bournemouth Sevens event is going to be returning for 2019. Stephanie Essex from Viber 10 joined me to tell me more details about this year's event and that all-important date.
Bournemouth Sevens is always the last bank holiday weekend in May. So this year it's 24th to the 26th of May. A lot of people have already got it in their calendar. I know from sharing an office with the Bournemouth Sevens guys that they're already starting to be sold out on a number of the sports places. So, yeah, last bank holiday weekend in May, date for the diary.
And tickets have already gone on sale, but that demand, does that continuously surprise you?
It does, yeah. So tickets for the general public went on sale this year on the 1st of February, and I remember walking into the office, seeing the Bournemouth Sevens guys first thing that morning, and I think they'd already smashed their 1st of February target from last year by about 9 o'clock in the morning, which is pretty tremendous. So each year their demand is getting higher. People are just getting their tickets earlier and earlier. I think they're pretty much close to selling out on the teams. So I expect that they probably would have sold out of all team spaces at some point during March. So each year it's just getting a little bit earlier and a little bit earlier, where the demand's going up, the festival's getting even more well known amongst sports enthusiasts, but also very much like in the local area, it's the party festival weekend in Bournemouth. Everybody goes to it. Yeah, it does take me by surprise how it keeps growing every year, actually.
And an idea of some of the numbers.
The festival is 30,000 people across the weekend, 3,000 campers in the campsite, also people glamping. So a lot of teams, especially the netball teams, perhaps more precious, are booking actually the glamping tents. So you can arrive on site, your tent is already put up for you, it's got beds in it, it's got bedding. That goes with one of the VIP packages or even the VVIP glamping packages. Yeah, and I know a number of teams, especially netballers, that have already booked their space. So they can literally arrive on site, not having to worry about putting up a tent, and just get straight into the festivities.
Info on that is obviously online at bournemouth7s.com.
Yeah.
You've been doing this for about 11 years now, so
yeah.
The challenge is to obviously keep it fresh and exciting for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The team behind Bournemouth Sevens, you know, they're very creative. They're all sitting down thinking about how they can push boundaries, what they can do that's new. I've obviously been given a list of what I can say and what I can't say at the moment, but so there'll probably be plenty more to come. We'll have to schedule another call, Andy. But something they're investing a lot of resources into is the new VIP arena. So it's called the Colosseum. So there's going to be all sorts of games in there, a rodeo bull, wrestling, giant beer pong, massages, just so much going on in that area. There's a lot going on. You'll probably see it online if you go onto the website, have a little look. And also you can get tickets into the VVIP arena, where it's a lot of the sort of the sporting celebs hang out across the weekend. Both have pitch side access to overlooking the national rugby pitch. So yeah, a lot going on, and I know at the moment, not confirmed, but I know that they're in talks with a number of artists about who's going to be their headliner for this year.
I think I got the same email, because I was reading that word for word when you were saying it.
Yeah, very strict of what we can and can't say at this point.
Am I allowed? Teams might be interested, obviously, if you've got a rugby team, netball team, hockey, dodgeball, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they want to attend, but they're going to be in this environment, and I think, hang on, me kids looking a bit shabby here.
Yeah. Wow, got a solution for you on that front.
What
Andy.
Solution so, yeah, would you have?
So we're fortunate enough at Viper 10 Sportswear. We're actually the exclusive sportswear partner of Bournemouth Sevens, and we'll be certainly for the next 3 years or so. So we've got that contract in place, and we've actually got an allocation of VIP passes. So you can get yourself upgraded through Viper 10 to VIP access all weekend.
Is it a case where somebody as well has got a really good idea for a kit and then maybe sent it to you, and then you've got the capability to turn that around into something good?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a team of in-house designers here in our office in Bournemouth. So we get all sorts of random requests and we'll just work it up from scratch. Liaise with the factory and get it made. So literally anything is possible. And over the years, yeah, we've seen some pretty unique requests coming in, whether it be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, whether we've got a rugby team that want to be dressed up looking like nurses, Wonder Woman, Superman. Yeah, the list is endless. So yeah, if teams want to get a crazy design mocked up, they just need to just drop us an email, info@viper10.com, and see what we come up with.
Nights are obviously also huge events as well, taking some planning, but live bands and DJs as well, just adding to the whole event.
Absolutely. It really is one of a kind. There isn't anything else out there to this scale where you've got the sporting atmosphere during the day with anybody at any level can participate, whether it's a higher standard in our national cups. I know there's some Super League players that have entered some sort of social teams this year in the netball, right down to dodgeball teams. So even if it's just a group of mates that want to come down, dress up in fancy dress, play a bit of dodgeball during the day, and then in the evening get involved in the fancy dress, the thousands of people that are there, and just, yeah, really just get involved in that. So there's 15 arenas. I think the world's longest beer tent is there. The sponsors that are on board as well bring a lot of value. So sponsors such as Lambrini, Whitley Neal, Krabby's, Budgie Smuggler are a good one. There's, yeah, lots of different tents, lots of entertainment. Last year, the guys introduced an arena called the Bunker, and it was a structure built with lots of different containers,
yeah,
and it was one of the best parties I've ever seen. It was incredible. So again, this year they're just working on what can be new and interesting. But yeah, all different genres, you know, you've got R&B, dance, techno, garage, hip-hop. It really does cater for everybody that just wants to go and have a good time.
And already it's been announced that you're supporting Dorset Mind and Hope for Food charities. That side of things as well is important.
Really, yeah, really important that that the festival is supporting the local area. I know that Roger, the owner of Bournemouth Sevens, his son actually for his birthday in January, rather than getting his friends to give him presents for his birthday, he asked them all to make a donation to homeless in Bournemouth, to one of the charities there. I think it actually got split between two different charities, one of them being Hope for Food. So yeah, that was an amazing thing, such a cool little thing for a kid to do. I think he's only about 5 or 6, so very cute. But it's definitely at the forefront of the guys in the Bournemouth Sevens team to be supporting local charities such as Dorset Mind and Hope for Food, who are doing incredible things. And that is also the ethos of the Bournemouth Sevens team. They want to work with local partners where possible. So even down to, you know, photographers and videographers for the event. Often they're all Bournemouth based or have been to university at the Arts University here in Bournemouth. So yeah, they're great at building local partnerships such as that.
Tickets are on sale now at bournemouthsevens.com. Can we still get an early bird ticket?
There is early bird. Early bird tickets will be available until the 28th of February, I believe. If you go onto the website, there's different tiers depending on what month you get your ticket. But obviously, the later you leave it, the price goes up slightly. So it's better to just, yeah, purchase a ticket, book the weekend in your diary. 24th to 26th of May.
More information, head to the website, bournemouthsevens.com. Right, we'll see you for the next episode. We're on iTunes, Castbox, Spotify, wherever you get your usual podcasts. Just search for The Netball Show. Thanks for your support.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Diva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.